You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, the situation is that the grocer's market has gone into liquidation. It's an organisation that was formerly known as NOSH in Mount Eden, and it was bought up by a disgraced real estate agent, Aaron Dreeber, just 3 months ago. Now it's gone belly up, and the people who worked there, who are owed salaries, probably won't get to see the money being lawfully owed. This raises a wider issue for the CTU, and that is when there are liquidations, when businesses go bad, working people are a long way down the queue to get what's owed to them. But in this particular case, there's also issues around the nature of this. This Aaron Dreeber seems to have a pretty dodgy record. He gave his word when he took over NOSH that anyone working there would be properly paid, even if he had to sell his house to pay them. Those words turned out to be hollow, and he has no intention of doing that. And so, essentially, people have been sucked in and eventually they'll be ripped off by this person. But so that's an issue, and also the broader issue of employees and their rights when there's liquidations.
And so you think it's unlikely the employees will be paid what they're owed?
Yes, very unlikely, because the problem when there's a liquidation from an employee point of view is that when the liquidators come in and start sort of dividing up the cake that's left, and there's always not enough cake to go around, employees are a long way down the track. First of all, what happens is that secured creditors get what's owed to them, and that includes the banks. And the banks, that's normally all gone by now. Then the liquidator gets their fees, and they often make sure they do get those fees to be second, and what's left after that goes to employees. And that's a long way down the queue, and when a place has gone bankrupt, that usually means that people don't get what's owing to them. And we would like that reconsidered, because employees have an enormous stake in any business. That it's not just the share portfolio, it's their life and their major source of income. And when they lose their jobs, when they're owed money for wages, it hurts them badly, and we'd like to see that rectified.
Are they legally entitled to a redundancy payout?
No, not necessarily. They may have a redundancy agreement in their employment agreement, but again, they'll get that after secured creditors and the bank have got their money. So it's one thing to be entitled to things. They're also entitled to their wages that haven't been paid. But of course, if the place has gone bankrupt and once the secured creditors, banks and liquidators taken their money out of what's left, there usually isn't anything left. And that's the problem, the order of things. We would like to see employees get their money right up front with secured creditors. After all, they have an agreement to work in good faith, and they expect to be paid in good faith, especially in places like this one where they've had the full commitment of the chief executive that they won't be missing out, and of course that's exactly what's happened.
Are stories like this common?
I think this happens a lot more than most people realise. I mean, part of, we understand that businesses fold sometimes, that happens. That's part of 21st century capitalism, and that's the way things are. But what we would like to see is that when it does happen, working people who depend on these businesses, who put their life into them, are considered, top of the priority order when it comes to payouts instead of well down the queue. We'd also like to see people like Aaron Dreeber, not be able to recklessly go into business ventures and give commitments that are hollow. But I'm not suggesting every business that goes belly up is like this one. I think he's a special case.
And on Aaron Dreeber, so he was stripped of his real estate license in 2016 after being found guilty of misconduct on 9 occasions. And you called Aaron Dreeber an unethical and failed business owner. I mean, what can or needs to be done about people like him?
Well, I would think that there needs to be more awareness, and there needs to be NS had some reins put on him. I mean, he just can't go in and be a wrecking ball for people's lives and carry on to operate the way he has. No doubt his reputation has taken another bit knock with this piece of work, but we think he just shouldn't be able to go and create these kinds of expectations and fail to deliver again and again and leave people behind. So, we have real issues about him being able to operate a business given his lack of credibility and lack of straight-out honesty, it would seem, in the way he does business. I mean, people fail in business, but he doesn't just fail. He obviously breaks the rules and has been penalised for that. People are getting hurt again, and we don't think that's okay.
And also, the CTU believes it's time for the government to revisit the rules around redundancy and liquidation. I mean, what exactly needs to change? And was it always like this, or did workers used to have better rights in this field?
Certainly would like to change the rules in terms of making workers a bigger priority when it comes to paying out rather than waiting behind banks and other creditors and liquidators. But also, redundancy, and people used to be covered by employment agreements and collective agreements that went across industries, and they had an entitlement to redundancy. Nowadays, most workers don't have any entitlements to redundancy. There's no statutory requirement. They don't have employment agreements with it. Many, many workers are casual. So there's been a general slide, as I think is well known, in the conditions for working people over the last three or four decades. Things that we used to take for granted are no longer there, and people have no real protection when they lose their jobs. Only when people generally have union agreements, collective agreements, are they going to find redundancy entitlements. But even those aren't as good as they used to be on the whole. There are some exceptions, but on the whole, redundancy just isn't what it used to be. And it's important. New Zealand has one of the highest rates of turnover in jobs in the OECD, but we have very poor protection for people who lose their jobs. They don't have redundancy. There's not any working income. It's not like other countries, like Scandinavia. So it's a tough life for New Zealand workers who lose their jobs. They don't have much to come and go on. They don't have a good payout. Prospects aren't good.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.